Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Okay, two things I want to say. Number one is this is a matter for the church. The church being those who are in the will of God and gathered together. That alone is church. Those who are surrendered to the will of God and are formed together by the Lord. I will build my church, and no hell shall prevail against it. He has built this group of people. I prayed for it for years, at least 10 years straight. I begged God for church. I want to see church like you want church. I want to see you build your church. And I wouldn't rest or give him any rest until this and that came together and different people in different relationships. And all in the end, here we were together in the mountains. That could have never been orchestrated except by God. And here we are, a church. Church is not a building. Church is not a denomination. You know, y'all know this. Y'all would know this. Church is not something ancient. Church is new life. New life. And this big, huge purpose of revealing Christ to the world and casting the seed of his word, it takes all of you here for this to happen. And it will take all of you for it to be realized. You are the church he has made and created in spite of anything. Financially, he has sustained it. And that's incredible because we're really just little group. Common people, normal people living normal lives, brought together for a divine purpose beyond anything we would ever dream. And one day he's going to expand us quite a bit. But I want to tell you that God builds his own church, and that structure, which is built on the word of God, there's no church if there are just people walking together and quoting scriptures. That's not no church. There's church life, and that's what we have, I believe. We love each other to just pieces, and we are for each other. You said that way back, Jean. You said that, I see y'all. You have each other's back. It's family. It's church. It's an organization that God did and is continuing to do. So it's not, church is only in heaven. It's only our lives with heaven and our lives with the will of God. That's only, that is church. Some people say the church is failing, and I always say the church isn't failing. Because it's invisible. You don't know what the church is doing. Because the church is not seen. Mm. And we don't even know what we are doing. You know. Mm. We don't know. And we don't know a lot about the fruit. They may hate us in Italy or whatever. So far as we know. But the other thing is, when God speaks to you, it's called revelation. And y'all know it. In this room, you know revelation. When God explains it to you, what he has given to you, that's revelation. You have to ask for revelation of the word he gives you. That's when the roots go down and the obstacles are out of the way. That's when the seed can germinate in noble hearts. As you live together, close together, there are all kind of benefits. Be hard to even explain it. But we live for him, for each other, with each other. And we're not exclusive to this. We have no closed doors. But the church is set up according to what he wants, and what he doesn't want, he will remove from the church. I'll say the church is confined to the obedient. And if there's anyone among us, and we've had a false prophet a number of times, is those who use Jesus but don't serve him, and it produces death in the body, and it has to be expunged. I have a book called The Separator. I had to learn he is the separator, and he separates the sheep from the goats. The goats are willful, rebellious. The sheep are docile and peaceful. And that's, he separates that out, and he reveals what is authentic and what is using the church for one's own benefit. And we are, and the wonderful thing about these people is you're all here to serve. We're all here, we're just servants. That's what we are. We serve each other. When one has need, the flock comes around. Another has a need, the attention goes there. So the church is something living. It's not, we could actually move this group of people to another country just like this and be who we are. But it's what God himself creates and what life is shared. And so,
one of the first messages I heard was, it was one of the first ones that really impacted me was Christ the Head from the Spirit and the Wind series. And what I was dynamically impacted by is because the Lord was moving on my heart. I was warned, don't do this. Don't go there. Don't look at home church. Don't look at, I don't know why they just freaked out about it. And I heard it. I read it in a Gene Edwards book, and I'm going, okay. And then I heard this message, and what you said resonated so hard with me because it was like Christ is the head and everything functions underneath the head. There's a headship of Christ and everything's, and that's what we do. We're functioning under a head. And as long as you're under the head, everything functions correctly. Mm-hmm. If you're not under the head, you're out of order, and you're dysregulated, and it's not church.
Okay, the human body functions from the brain, and that's a picture of the church. The brain of this body is Christ.
Right.
The decider is Christ.
Right, right, right.
The one who directs it, organizes it, fixes it, reveals it all is Christ, because he has the sight, the knowledge of his own agenda. But this says, there's a verse that says they're separated from the head. When you're separated from the head, you're a headless person.
Yes, gross.
You haven't got purpose, and you haven't got direction, and you haven't got... You have to be submitted to the head. And it's not John and me, and it's nobody here. It's the head. We are listeners only.
That's right.
So it's essential, it's crucial that we all be listening for God's will and God's purpose. Gene has heard that we need to worship, and we're going to, Gene, because I know you're right. That came from the head.
Right, right.
We've got to pray about that. So,
I just got the picture when you said what you said about the headless body. Is there's no life in the body if the head is not there. So the body is absolutely non-functional without the head in every way.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's imagine having Christ advise you about everything. Imagine being nurtured by the Lord as his sheep. Imagine. It's the sweetest life. Only sheep. Okay.
When Christ is your nurturer, as Martha just said, it's real life. It's and they're really, it, everything else is kind of fake. It's not even...
Right.
Life.
Right.
It's just walking through the world dead.
Right.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.